AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tensions are high between Turkey and Russia following the downing of a Russian warplane. Russia's defense minister says Moscow will send its new anti-aircraft missiles to Syria. But Turkey's president says his country does not want to escalate tensions with Russia. He also defends his country's actions, saying no one should expect Turkey to stay silent to border violations. President Obama is appealing for calm.
Obama said the shootdown illustrates how dangerous it is for Russia's military to act on its own in Syria, not with the anti-Islamic State coalition.
They are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition.
In effect, he says Russia and Iran are a coalition of two, alone in backing President Bashar Assad. Mark Smith at the White House.
Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel appealed for calm Tuesday night after the release of a police dash cam video that shows an officer shooting 16 times at a black teenager in a matter of seconds.
I would like to echo the comments of the McDonald family. They have asked for calm, and for those who choose to speak out, to do it peacefully.
Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder in last October's death of Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke was denied bond Tuesday. He was the only officer of the several who were on the scene to open fire. Several hundred people took to the streets of Chicago in a largely peaceful protest. Hundreds of workers from six states in Canada are now working 16-hour days to repair power poles and lines in the Pacific Northwest. Thousands of customers remain without power a week after powerful windstorms brought down power lines in the area around Spokane, Washington. E. coli linked to chicken salad sold by Costco has sickened 19 people in seven states. Five people have been hospitalized and two have developed a type of kidney failure after eating it. People who bought the chicken salad before Friday are being urged to throw it away, even if no one has gotten sick. This is AP Radio News. The head of the Russian state-controlled gas company says it's halting supplies to Ukraine. The official said Russia is cutting off the supplies because Ukraine has not paid in advance for the gas it ordered. The shipments had resumed only 2 months ago after the two countries had signed an EU broker deal ensuring supplies through March. 17 outstanding Americans have been presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama. Among them, baseball great Willie Mays.
A few years ago, Willie rode with me on Air Force One. I told him then what I'll tell all of you now. It's because of giants like Willie that someone like me could even think about running for president.
Also honored were filmmaker Steven Spielberg, composer Stephen Sondheim, and actress Barbara Streisand. There is tight security for Pope Francis as he begins his first visit to Africa. He's to make stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. This marks the first time a pope has flown into an active armed conflict. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.